A strike looms Monday for unionized nurses at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Negotiators have so far been unable to resolve differences over pay, benefits, and staffing levels in contract talks that have so far failed. Hospital operators say they need to cut costs and improve care, but the nurses say this should not come at the expense of nurses or patient care. For some big-picture context on this, and for a look at the role that hospital nurses play at Brigham and Women's and other hospitals, we're joined this morning by Maureen Bisignano, President Emerita and Senior Fellow at the Cambridge-based Institute for Healthcare Improvement. Good morning, Maureen, and welcome.
Good morning, Bob.
All right. First of all, from the hospital point of view, as technology has improved, hospitals are looking to improve healthcare and the methods they employ, but it's all very expensive, costing money. So what are the major costs that hospitals face right now?
Well, these are really challenging times, I think, for hospital leaders and for staff. We're facing a pace of change that's really unprecedented. As you mentioned, we're looking at the implementation of electronic records, but we're also looking at a pace of research and changing care guidelines that I've never seen before. We're also looking at new technologies, new medications. So costs indeed are rising for hospitals at a time when costs in the United States especially are already too high and do need to be controlled.
Do hospitals across the country feel sometimes that the only place that they can go to try and save money as they try to improve health care is to look to its workforce?
Well, the workforce is in most hospitals the largest expense, but obviously, the workforce is such a critical piece of providing safe care. I think a lot of times leaders feel a little bit less able to negotiate with pharmaceutical companies or other technology vendors, but it's really a challenging time for leaders, I think.
All right. Now, from the nurses' point of view, what's the role of nurses in this changing healthcare environment, and what stresses are they under?
Nursing is perhaps the only profession that I know that's intellectually challenging, physically demanding, and emotionally draining at the same time. And yet nurses are, in my experience, the key people to provide good care for patients because they see the patients across the entire system. They're able to put the whole picture together.
One of the sticking points in this particular set of contract talks between nurses and the hospital Brigham and Women's is wages and benefits. I assume that's a major issue at other hospitals as well.
It is. It's perhaps the first time in history that we've had five distinct generations working in the same workforce. We've got very diverse workforces, multi-ethnic and multi-racial workforces, and we've got multi-professional workforces. So it may be an issue of wages, but it's also a major change in healthcare where we're going from individual care to team-based care. And it's how do we incentivize, how do we reward teams as well as individuals?
If there is a nurses' strike at Brigham and Women's in Boston on Monday, it would be the first nurses' strike in Boston in 30 years. Given the pressures that both sides feel, could there be more strikes across the country down the road?
I think we are seeing these kind of challenges raised across the country. I certainly hope that we can move beyond this and figure out a way to understand the challenges of working together without strikes. I think that both sides feel the need to put their foot down at the moment. But for the best care for patients, I think resolving these kind of challenges in a different way will be the best.
Maureen Bisignano, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning and helping us to understand.
Thank you, Bob.
Maureen Bisignano is a registered nurse, also president emerita, and a senior fellow at the Cambridge-based Institute for Healthcare Improvement.